And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that has left many people scratching their heads, the Department of Interior has released a 24-page inclusive language guide for bureaucrats. Among the pearls of wisdom you'll find in this document, avoid using terms like husband, wife, son, and daughter. Instead, they suggest using words like spouse or child, because apparently referring to your own family members by their actual relationship is now problematic. But wait, there's more. There is always more. The guide also instructs employees to use they-them pronouns for individuals rather than assuming someone's gender. I guess next time I meet somebody named Jim, hey, that's me, who looks like a lumberjack, also me, I guess I should ask what their pronouns are, just to be safe. Wouldn't want to offend Jim by calling him he without permission. Yeah, you'll offend me by calling me they, if any of that makes sense. And the guide even tells bureaucrats to replace cockpit with flight deck. Yeah, I'm sure pilots all over the place are breathing a sigh of relief. Now their workplace is no longer going to be referred to by such an offensive term. In other news, if you missed it, drag queens descended on Capitol Hill yesterday for what they called Drag Lobby Day, because nothing says serious policy discussion like men in dresses and heavy makeup lobbying Congress. One of the participants appeared on CNN to explain the dire importance of their mission. The guy said, "It's very scary to dress like this." I'm sure our founding fathers envisioned this same exact scenario when they established the right to petition the government. The drag lobbyists are pushing for legislation like the Equality Act and the Transgender Bill of Rights, because apparently our regular Bill of Rights is just not inclusive enough. We clearly need a separate set of rights for people based on how they identify and dress. That's not divisive at all, is it? Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a convenience store owner is feeling the squeeze from both criminals and the city government. After being robbed for a fourth time, with thieves making off with $80,000 in cigarettes, the owner received a violation from the city demanding he clean up the damage within 90 days or face punishment. That's exactly what this guy needed. I mean, when your store gets ransacked, the first thing that you've got to worry about is making sure the city approves of how tidy it looks afterwards. Forget about catching the criminals or preventing future break-ins. You just make sure you clean up those broken windows pronto. San Francisco, they've got their priorities straight, don't they? The store owner is actually considering closing up shop, which shocks absolutely no one familiar with the business climate in the city of San Francisco these days. But I'm sure city officials are going to find another way to blame capitalism or systemic oppression rather than their own failed policies. And that has been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.